This is a sermon for those who mourn, for those who are hurting. This is a sermon for those who have a faint spirit, a sermon for those who sit in sackcloth and ashes. This is the word of God for you, who are crying out to him in the midst of your pain and misery. Isaiah calls you an ancient ruin. Ancient ruins, it's not very appealing to be an ancient ruin, to sit in ashes, to mourn, to weep. Not appealing. It wasn't for Job either. It wasn't for Israel. It's not for you. You don't want to be an ancient ruin. You'd rather be perfect. You want to have your life together, your words precise, and your emotions always in check. You want your life to look like the Sistine Chapel, exuding beauty that captures the attention of all who pass by. They stop, they look at you, and they're amazed by you. You want to be strong. You want all those things, but you're not. You're an ancient ruin. You aren't perfect, far from it, not even close. You're a mess. Life is shambles, your life crumbling apart. Your words are way off the mark, and your emotions are never in check and running wild. Your life isn't a Sistine Chapel. It's like an ancient ruin. Nothing beautiful here. People stop, and they look at you, and they're disgusted by you. They shudder at the sight of you. They're offended. You're not strong, you're weak, and you're helpless because you were ruined by the Lord. In his divine wisdom, he allowed you to be ruined, to be brought to nothing, to show you his strength. Ancient ruins. Nobody wants to be an ancient ruin. Nobody wants to sit in ashes. Nobody wants to mourn. Nobody wants to have a faint spirit. Neither did Job. Neither did Israel. Neither did the Christ. And neither do you. Yet the Lord allowed it to happen. He caused it to happen. He destroys everything that is not built upon him. And he reveals a glimpse of his power in the midst of your shambles. The toppled bricks and the burnt pillars serve to show you one thing. See the ruined places and the rising smoke from the devastated landscape and the tears of a crushed spirit roll off your cheek and sink this truth deeply into your soul that God is God and you are not. God is everything and you are nothing. And he will do whatever he needs to do for you to know it. This is a sermon for those who know it. For those who mourn. For those who are hurting. For those who are crushed. For those sitting in ashes who know that you are nothing. God is everything. Wait upon him. Trust him. Fear him and love him while you wait on him in those ashes. Stay there until the Lord is done with you. You stay at that cross of the crucified one. You stay with Jesus, the one who is ruined just like you. Nothing beautiful about him. Just like you, people pass by and shake their heads at him. And you, they wag their fingers at him, and you, people hurl insults at him, and you, they're disgusted with him. They don't know what they do. Jesus knows what it means to be ruined by the Lord. So you stay there with him, and you cling to his feet, with St. Paul, with Isaiah and all the prophets, with all God's people who mourn, sitting in sackcloth and ashes, and everyone who hurts, with me. Cling to the Lord's feet. You stay there, and you learn what it means to be a child of God and to have him as your father. And you will realize at that cross that all your good works mean nothing. They do not make you strong, and they do not make you beautiful. All your good intentions amount to nothing. They do not make you strong, and they do not make you beautiful. All your good insights and knowledge and wisdom amount to nothing. They do not make you strong, and they do not make you beautiful. All your good words and your perfect emotions amount to nothing at the cross. They do not make you strong. They do not make you beautiful. Only the Lord can do that. Only the Lord can make you strong. Only the Lord can make you beautiful. There is nothing good in you. The Lord, he is everything. He is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Nothing and no one. The Lord is our strength. The Lord is our hope. The Lord is our everything, and he shows you that there at his cross. When you find yourself as an ancient ruin, full of despair and completely helpless, then know this. The Lord has you right where he wants you, so that he can be your God when you are not. So that he can be your stronghold when you are not. So that he can be your beauty when you are not. And he will come up behind you in your ashes and helpless and mourning and place a beautiful headdress upon you. Some oil of gladness, a garment of praise and salvation. Gifts from the Lord. Gifts that you were totally incapable of producing on your own. You tried so hard and failed miserably. But he gives you his gifts and his son. And in Christ, all your bad works are nothing. You're forgiven solely by his strength. In Christ, all your bad intentions are nothing. You're forgiven solely by his power. In Christ, all your bad insights and foolishness mean nothing. You're forgiven solely by his might. In Christ, all your bad words and your wrong emotions, they're nothing. You're forgiven solely by his blood. He comforts all who mourn. Those who sit in sackcloth and ashes. Those who are ancient ruins. So that he may be glorified. So that people will stop and see your life in shambles and be amazed by his power. So that people will see your weakness and be amazed by his strength. Not you, but the Lord. He is the stronghold of your life. Whom shall I be afraid? So then wait for the Lord and be strong in him and let your heart take courage in him. Wait for the Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our strength. Amen.